Hello, welcome to Daily-ish for Monday, February 1st, 2016. This is episode 153. It's minus 11, feels like minus 16 with the old wind chill. A little bit of snow falling. Definitely not beach, sun, flip-flop weather anymore, unfortunately. This episode of Daily-ish is brought to you by FeedPress. Visit feed.press/dailyish today to sign up and try FeedPress for 14 days. No contracts or commitments. You can use promo code DAILYISH during your checkout to get 10% off your first year of awesome podcasts, hosting, or blogging RSS analytics stuff. They're what FeedPress is what basically powers the file distribution network of goodstuff.fm. So check them out. Visit feed.press/dailyish. Even if you're not like 100% interested, you can still just check them out and file it away for your brain someday and see. You might need them. And of course, Patreon supporters like you, possibly Patreon, patreon.com/iChris, so where you can check out how you can support my podcasting efforts and things like that more directly. I said in the last episode how I was thinking about doing an episode every day in February, just to sort of like make up for the lack in January. And all of a sudden this morning I realized, or actually now it's this afternoon, I started setting up the file this morning, but just now getting to record this, that it's already February, so I have to do an episode today if I'm going to do that. So here's the ground rules as it was last time. Generally, Monday to Friday, we're trying to record an episode every Monday to Friday during the month, possibly on weekends, but no, that'd be a bonus episode, as they say in the business. 2016 seems to be the year of maybe some honesty and some forthrightness. I don't know. We'll see where this all goes exactly. And often when I record these, Sue and I, my wife and I were talking last night about this. And like often when I record these, I'm sort of worried that, or thinking that someone in real life might listen, when in actuality, very few people in my daily life, especially like family and close friends in real life, whatever that means, like people I don't know outside of the internet, people who I've known before internet, pre-internet friends, as they might say, I don't know. Kyle, I think, calls it meat in meat space, real world. Anyways, because people from the internet are still real and they're still my friends, I think, or they say they are. Anyways, whoever you are that are out there listening, most of you aren't people I know in real life. And you might, folks from real life might pop in and visit and listen to an occasional episode. But if they are listening, they're very quiet about it and don't ever talk to me about it in real life or when I see them in person. And so I really shouldn't be that worried that someone's going to listen. And it's not even that I want to share stories about people around me in my real life, but I could do a bit more of that probably. I tend to sort of hold back a bit and probably limit myself in terms of what I say and what I share, both about myself personally and those around me. And that probably inhibits a bit of how the show sounds, and how it feels kind of as folks are listening. Cause you can probably, you know, you can sense that somebody's not sharing everything. They're just kind of like being a bit cagey about what they're talking about. And even though I record this and then publish it afterwards, and so I could totally have control over what actually gets published, I often find myself sort of just doing that exact thing, being a bit cagey, not really wanting to reveal everything I'm really thinking about something because of that fear of somebody coming back at me for something, which is kind of ridiculous because there's nothing all that controversial or intense that I'm really sharing and stuff. I don't plan to, And Sue was saying, like, she's often, if anything, she's more frustrated listening when she knows that I'm holding back on stuff, as opposed to, like, you know, that the other alternative would be that I'm revealing too much insider information about our family or personal life or whatever, things like that. So this all kind of came out of a discussion we had after just kind of trying out the first episode of a show on Netflix, sort of documentary-ish kind of show called Chelsea Does, which is by a comedian who's Chelsea Handler. And she's a bit of, you know, a bit of like the sort of shock, oh my goodness, she says whatever's on her mind kind of thing. And the first episode is a little bit weird, just about marriage and stuff. And it feels a bit self-serving. I mean, it's named after herself, so she can obviously do what she wants with her documentary thing. But yeah, it's just impressive, I guess, to me in this day and age of people doing interviews and not really pushing back on what somebody, the interviewee, is saying. You know, you don't really hear a lot of sort of that back and forth is kind of just generally on a lot of the shows and stuff is, they're there to promote their book or their movie or whatever. And you don't really hear, they're kind of like using the talking points they're supposed to use and stuff. And anyways, in this interview, you know, if somebody said something really weird or that she didn't really agree with, she would kind of, you could see, make a face or push back and things like that. So that's sort of where this all kind of came from. And this idea of sharing, talking, and just in general living even a little more honestly, I think. I don't consider myself like too, I don't try and hide myself or, but I definitely do like protect my emotions and my thoughts and my opinions even from getting out there because I'm worried, you know, somebody's going to stomp on them and someone, horror of horrors, might disagree with something I say, you know? And of course that would crush me like a child and I would have to take my ball and go home. So, and also possibly all this came out of watching, finally getting to watch Inside Out too, because my family had seen it earlier in December, but I missed going with them for reasons, probably work. And then now it's just actually on Netflix in Canada. So if you're in Canadian Netflix, maybe it's in the US too, I don't know, but Canadian Netflix anyways has Inside Out, so you can watch it as much as you want. It's definitely worth watching, a great movie, especially even with kids or people to talk about emotions and things like that and how your mind and body and emotions all work together and how that can affect you and who's in sort of the driver's seat of your brain, if it's anger or fear and things like that, and just kind of help start at least a few interesting discussions with our kids about some of those kinds of ideas, and hopefully we'll continue. So anyways, that's it for this episode of Dailyish. Thank you for listening. You can visit goodstuff.fm. Kyle and Kenny just restarted their show. It used to be called Transmission, now just called Morning Show. And you can find that on goodstuff.fm. Definitely, if you're subscribed before, you'll still be subscribed. We're working on changing the URLs and stuff like that, but to reflect the new name. But they're back recording, and they'll be recording every Monday, Wednesday, ding, Friday, live at goodstuff.fm/live. The YouTube show should be starting up this week as well. And we'll see what else happens here in February. Thank you for listening. Hope you have a great day.